Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. This next segment has to do with marijuana. All right, I like to give a heads up before we drift into some of this stuff. I'm just going to read the story. You, the listener, can digest it. 46-year-old guy named Michael. He works as an elementary school music teacher in South Dakota. 46-year-old Michael happens to live with his 73-year-old mother, Irene.
Oh, boy.
Well, last Monday night, Michael decided to make a big pan of brownies before bedtime. Then Irene found them the next morning and decided to take those brownies to a card game at her local senior center.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But what 73-year-old Irene didn't realize was that her 46-year-old son, Michael, had made some very strong pot brownies.
Mm-hmm.
He had just gotten back from a trip to Colorado, where he picked up a batch of THC butter.
Uh-huh.
And
Wait, they think butter
they
now?
They do. I don't. Gosh. Look, I'm not like marijuana guy. I don't know anything about it. I've never smoked it. I don't know anything about it. He then cooked a half a pound of the butter the brownies.
Oh, boy. That's a lot. That seems like a lot of butter.
911 started getting calls around 8 p.m. that night after multiple seniors at the senior center called in to say they'd been poisoned.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
Doctors showed up on the scene, paramedics, to realize they were not poisoned. They were just really high. Recreational marijuana is still illegal in South Dakota, as it is here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So police figured out what had happened, showed up at Michael's school the next day, because remember, he's a 46-year-old music teacher, and arrested Mikey. He's facing charges of possession of a controlled substance, which is a felony. This teacher is now facing 5 years in jail. Plus a $10,000 fine because his 73-year-old mom who lives with him mistakenly took brownies to a card game.
Oh, my gosh. What about the 73-year-old mom? I mean, she's the one that gave the brownies to the seniors. I mean, no, she didn't bake them, and no, she didn't know what was in them, but...
She's just an innocent bystander.
I bet she gets charged somehow in this story. Well, I've never made pot brownies. I have made X-lax brownies before.
I'm sorry, what?
I've made brownies with X-lax in them. It was part of a prank.
Wait a minute.
I was in high school. Okay, just hear me out on this. I was getting teased. I was getting made fun of. And so the place that I worked at, I brought in X-lax brownies. And it did cause an effect on those that partook in the brownies. And I got wrote up and almost fired over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sure did. I mean, will never do that again. I mean you do stupid stuff when you're a teenager. 17. I was maybe 17. I wasn't quite 18.
What was the place of business you were working? What type of place?
I was a lifeguard.
You were a lifeguard?
I was a lifeguard to save lives.
And you gave all the other lifeguards X-lax?
I did. It's stupid.
So they couldn't stay on watch?
I know. We had to get everybody out of the water because we didn't have enough lifeguards to go around. I know. It's really stupid, okay? It's not one of my proudest moments ever. I know. I know better. I would never do that to you, Andy. I promise.
You bring in food all the time. I'm never trusting you again.
I never have tainted the food for you. I promise. I wouldn't do that to you. I promise. I've learned my lesson, okay?
Sandy in the morning. X-lax brownies. Sandy in the morning. Cat with me. It's Magic 95.1. You call us and tell us the name of your pet. And then we get strangely competitive for no earthly reason, and we try to guess what type of pet that is. You know, it could be a cat, dog, sure, but we also are open to the obscure. Maybe you got a lizard going on. I don't know, some sort of...
Like a fish.
Fish, I don't know. Maybe you got a koi pond.
Snake.
I mean, whatever you got, we're going to guess. Rabbit yesterday we got. So you call us up, 260-467-9500. You tell us the name of the pet. and then we try to guess what type of pet it is. Let's get going. Andy in the morning. Hi. All right. The name of your pet is what?
All righty. How about Sebastian?
Sebastian.
It's a dog. Yeah, it's a dog.
Feels like it, doesn't it? Like loyal, faithful.
Sebastian.
Okay, dog. Yep.
It's a goat.
A goat!
Oh, boy.
Yes!
Oh, gosh. I don't know if that counts, Andy. Is that really your pet? Okay, whatever.
How long has Sebastian been with you?
About 8 years now.
About 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, I hear goats can be incredibly affectionate. Like, they're a good cuddler. You know, like, they can be kind of like farm's best friend.
Is this goat inside the house?
Yeah. But is it,
No. He's out in the barn, but we let him out in the backyard quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good companions. Do they know commands at all? Can you, like, play with a goat? Or you just got to brush a goat?
Just kind of brush them, but they do know their names.
Yeah, I love it. All right, very good. Love the call. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Andy in the morning, hi. What's the name of your pet?
Well, I have two unique names.
Okay.
You can pick one or choose both. But one is Bunko, and the second one is Pidge.
Pidge. Bunko and Pidge. You know what? I for some reason, by the way, you have a great voice. You should read novels for a living. Okay?
Oh, boy.
You listening to this? What do you,
I know. I know. I'm rolling my eyes over here.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, listen to these pipes. I mean, I'm so mad.
Bromance going on.
Yes,
yeah.
I do. What do you do for a living? Do you mind me telling me?
I'm a real estate investor and a substitute teacher.
Yes, you are.
Football coach.
Look at that. Of course, I'm going to follow you anywhere.
Oh,
that's what I look at. You got a voice like that, I'll run through the line. I'll do a power sweep, right? Anyway, all right. Those are turtles. My guess is those are turtles.
No, I'm going to say they're horses.
One of them is a turtle. Pidge is a turtle.
Ah, yes!
Oh, my gosh.
What's the other?
It's a leopard gecko.
A gecko. Okay. Well,
leopard gecko.
You guys can exchange numbers after this
call. Good voice there. Yes. All right. Thank you for the call. Andy in the morning. Hi. Your pet name is what? We will then try to guess the pet.
Good morning, Andy. My pet's name is Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Is Aladdin a fish?
Oh my gosh. Hang on, don't say yet. I want to come up with my own little Aladdin. I think of Aladdin, I think of that monkey. I'm gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna go bizarre. I'm just going out of the box. You have named a squirrel in your yard Aladdin. That's what I'm going with.
It's a dog.
It's a dog again!
A dog.
I overthought it!
Yes.
I overthought it. All
We both did.
All right. I kind of like the fact that I said squirrel. That just came to me.
That was a good one.
We got goat, for goodness sakes.
A goat! Seriously.
It's Andy in the morning. Name of your pet. We'll try to guess what type of pet it is. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Are we going to do this later in the show, or can we do this now? We have Cat's Google searches. So if you guys don't know how all of this works, Cat's Google searches is a segment that just accidentally sort of worked on our show. It was just a chance for you to kind of get to know Cat more. She was new to our show. So I found it interesting by accident to just ask her what were the last three things that she Googled the answer to on her phone. And over the segments that we've done this three or four times, one time she Googled, do octopuses have tentacles or arms? She was looking to want to know if it was a good gift for her husband to buy an exercise jaw ball.
It was a Jawsercise, by the way. And he loves his Jawsercise ball.
Wait a minute, you actually bought it for
him?
Yes,
I bought it for him.
We didn't detour you from doing that?
No, I bought the Jawsercise and he loves it.
So
he loves
every night he's doing his jaw exercises?
No, he usually does it when he goes to the gym. So in the truck. Like when he's driving down the road, pops it in his mouth. So the Jawsercise ball is actually in his truck. Yeah, in his glove box. He reaches, or his, you know.
Gets a good mouth workout in for that.
Good mouth workout for that 20-minute ride to the gym.
You can Google. It's a real product. So as we've done these, Kat has just been, you know, sort of fascinating to share with listeners her last Google searches. So with no further ado, can we get maybe two or three of your last random searches that you've done.
Here we go. How does your smartwatch track your sleep pattern? That's the first one.
That's a classic. Okay. That's actually good. I find that fascinating. You did get a smartwatch for Christmas.
I did. So I Googled that. And all right. What do you do if sushi is too big to put in your mouth? And the reason I Googled this...
Stop!
No, the reason I Googled this is there's proper etiquette when you eat sushi. You are supposed to eat it all in one piece. You're not supposed to cut it up on your plate. But I was with another couple, and we were eating sushi for dinner one night, and the sushi was so big we couldn't fit it in our mouths. So that caused us to... I think I actually asked Alexa that question on my Alexa.
So what's the answer?
You're supposed to put it all in your mouth.
No matter what.
You're supposed to put... You should eat sushi all in one bite. If it's too big, you should ask the chef to make it smaller for you. That's what I found out. Now we're all smarter, right? It's true.
I love the things that Kat comes up with, man. I gotta tell you, that is gold. By the way, I think sometimes tracking your sleep on your smartwatches or whatever, it makes you paranoid of your own sleep.
Right. Well,
so you don't get an accurate track because you are aware that you're tracking it.
Yes, this is true. And I'm only getting 5.5 hours of sleep. Yeah, that's what I'm learning. Like, I'm only REMing.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes. That's it.
It's brutal. It's brutal. Yeah. Because I did the same study. I got a smartwatch. I started tracking my sleep. Because I wanted to know if it was better for my body long term to continue my schedule of waking up early on the weekends, or should I allow myself to sleep in on the weekend?
Right.
And
what did you learn?
I learned that I should sleep in because my body is trying desperately to catch back up on sleep, and it's okay to break a pattern. I was asking, you know, is it better to just kind of have a regular set pattern where even on the weekends I wake up early?
Yeah, I kind of wondered the same question.
And because I was interested of like long-term health effects and stuff like that. But see, that's not as sexy as putting sushi in your mouth.
One bite, folks. One bite. You do not cut it up. You do not eat half of it and put the rest of it on your plate. It's one bite.
Time for a new episode of Misheard Song Lyrics. These, of course, often come from submissions from you to Kat's email. And we play them back as to what people are hearing and then the actual lyric. Of course, sometimes this is fun. We've had a number of these that I can't unhear.
Biggest one for me is Def Leppard. An iPhone?
Yes.
Having a red iPhone?
That's a red iPhone.
It clearly says red iPhone, and that's not the lyric at all. It's radar phone is the lyric. And I'll play it one more time for you so that you can hear it. Yeah.
That's a red iPhone.
They were so ahead of their times, they didn't even know it.
Radar phone isn't even a thing. I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I don't know what you're on to put that as a lyric. So, all right, couple new ones today. What do we got here?
Okay, Eric wrote in and wanted us to play Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts. So let me get you familiar with the song.
And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts.
Hang on. Is somebody going to say jar of farts?
Yes, somebody said jar of farts. Eric says jar of farts. She is singing about a jar of farts.
Running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts, tearing love apart.
A little bit too much emphasis there, collecting your jar of farts.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Leave it to Eric, right?
It's just junior high radio there. Okay. Yeah.
This next one, like, I have been singing the wrong lyrics to this song, like, all my life, ever since it came out. It's the Pussycat Dolls, When I Grow Up. I'm going to get you familiar with the song. Do you want to know what I think it is, Andy? Do you hear it too? Please tell me you hear it, and I'm not the only one that hears it.
You think it's I want to have boobies.
I do. When I grow up, I want to have boobies. That's what I swear it says. I'll play it from the middle. Does it not say I want to have boobies?
I think it's groupies.
It is groupies. It is groupies, but it sounds like boobies. Come on. Come on. When she grows up, she wants to have nice cars. She wants to see the world. And she wants to grow some boobies. Come on, Andy. You hear it, too. You hear it, too, right? I've been singing the lyrics to that song wrong this whole time. Groupies. What? No, you want to have boobies. When you grow up, you're a girl, you want to have boobies. You don't want to have groupies.
I think what we've learned with this segment is that oftentimes the misheard lyric makes the song better.
Well, I'm telling you, if you have a misheard song lyric, you can write in to me, kat@magic951.com.
I'm going to give a preview of one of Kat's upcoming showbiz stories, so I might be spoiling one of these here, so hang on. It has to do with basically this question. What do you think is romantic that nobody else does? How does that relate to showbiz news today? Of course, there's the story out there about Megan Fox and performer Machine Gun Kelly being engaged.
Yep. Congratulations.
All right. I don't necessarily love his music. I do think she's obviously an attractive lady.
Mm-hmm.
They celebrated their love yesterday by announcing their engagement on social media, as you do, and then drinking a vial of each other's blood.
Isn't that the most disgusting thing you've ever heard?
They think that that is the ultimate sort of sign of romance.
Mm.
I think it means you want to be a vampire.
That's really hard to swallow.
So the point being there is there anything else that can relate to this? I've been stewing with this story since I saw it yesterday afternoon. How can I relate this to the listeners? Does anybody else do something that's a wackadoo that you find charming and romantic that you're kind of convinced goes against the grain? It could be like one of those things like, nobody else finds it sexy. But when my husband's sweaty and has a baseball cap on backwards, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess.
I guess I find it attractive when my husband calls me by my name, Katrina. Like when he uses it in a sentence. I love you, Katrina. Like when he says my name, I find that's so weird. You're my pretty lady, Katrina. Or just using the full tense of my name.
It's kind of how he says it?
Yeah, it's the way he says it, the emphasis. And it's showing affection, I guess.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some things that...
What does Mel do that...
I struggle
you find
with this.
Very sexy. That's
she calls a babysitter?
No, come on, Andy.
Like when you got engaged, is there anything you guys did to celebrate listening that is against the norm? Don't most people just like go out to dinner or, maybe I can relate this to my wife and I.
What did you
when
guys do?
When we got engaged, I don't think we knew what to do. So we ended up going to Tilted Kilt or whatever.
You guys went to Tilted Kilt to celebrate your engagement? What? Was Hooters full at the time? Tilted Kilt makes reservations. Or did make reservations. They're no longer here. My goodness. What were you thinking? Seriously, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I think you know what it was? It was the new spot to go. We had already talked about going. And then I asked in the morning, hey, do you want to get married? And she was like, yeah, let's go. And, she texted a few people and then, I called a few people. And then, that high sort of runoff of letting a lot of people know.
Yeah. And then you invited all these people to have dinner with you at Tilted Kilt?
No, we just, then her and I alone didn't know what to do with the rest of our afternoon. And she was like, so do you still want to go to Tilted Kilt?
Oh my goodness,
Which,
Andy.
If you don't know, it's kind of one of those restaurants that used to be here in town, but has gone away. Just kind of like a Hooters and things like that.
Like so. Twin Peaks, yeah.
Never been to a Twin Peaks.
They have one in Indy, I believe. I don't know. I've never been there either. I just see the billboard for it.
I probably should have drank a vial as opposed to share that story. That's probably what I should have done.